Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today we are going to talk about the Transfiguration. But I was thinking about how do I approach the Transfiguration? So as I was thinking about this, I thought this is like a play in three acts. All right, Acts 1, 2, and 3. So Act 1 is the walk up the mountain with Jesus and the three apostles. Act 2 would be the Transfiguration itself, and Act 3 is the result and what Jesus said to the apostles. Now, the first thing that we saw in our gospel reading was the reference after 6 days. And you got to remember, during this time period, numbers have a meaning to the people who are hearing it. All right, so what's the meaning of 6? In the Bible, the number 6 symbolizes man and human weakness, the evils of Satan, and the manifestation of sin. Man was created on the 6th day. Men are appointed 6 days to labor, and a Hebrew slave was to serve 6 years and be released in the 7th year. So when we look at the number 6, we're talking about man and man's weakness. Okay? Now, what we're into today, surely, are the two natures of Christ again. But part of the thing is we have themes, and our theme right now is the two natures of Christ. We have references to him. The way the lectionary works is we go through the entire Bible in 3 years. Okay? And so this one, we are in Matthew. There's some themes in Matthew that are important, including the two natures of Christ. So I really think that the number 6 sets our stage for that first act. All right, imagine this day, a day like this in Israel. Beautiful. Okay, it's cool. James, John, Peter, and Jesus are walking up this mountain. He says, come take a walk with me. You can't tell me that they weren't teasing each other and having fun and having a lot of joy going up there. And you know, they're all together doing this. Now, Peter was the oldest apostle, and I find this interesting. James and John were the two youngest apostles, except for John Mark. That's the apostle Mark, who was the youngest and the most immature. So I find it interesting that Jesus didn't bring John Mark, but he did bring James and John. They get to the top of the mountain. Jesus transfigures in front of the three men, is what it tells us in the Bible. What does the word transfigure mean? You know, today is Transfiguration Sunday, all right? So what does transfigure mean? Well, it means a change in one way, doesn't it? Okay, I looked this up. It's to have a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful or spiritual state. So that means when you transfigure, you become more spiritual, more beautiful, more everything. All right, let's pick somebody here for an example. Dean, I'm going to pick on you today. Okay. All right, Dean. Okay, we were walking up there, probably talking with, if we were walking with Dean, we'd be talking rugby and golf, you know, teasing each other. We get up to the top of the mountain, all of a sudden Dean starts to glow, starts to rise into the air. Now, in this part of the gospel, it doesn't say anything about rising in the air. In the other gospels, it talks about that, okay? So we're gonna go with what they say too. So can you imagine if Dean starts to glow and rises into the air, how would y'all feel? Yeah, I think I would too. Now, stop and think about that. I mean, here's somebody you're with all the time. We were talking the other night, and Peggy made a statement that I believe wholeheartedly. The apostles, it says, watch what you say at home in a pastor's house, because anything you say or do might be used in a sermon illustration. And it's true. But, folks, the apostles didn't get it. You know, I don't know how many times we see this, that Jesus tells them stuff and they say, oh yeah, can't you just see it? Oh yeah, Jesus, okay, yeah, you can tell us that. but they didn't feel it in here. Okay, they knew it here, but they didn't personalize it. So here we have Jesus. We call him Dean, but what that? We have Jesus being right. That's the closest you get. Yeah, rising into the air. So what happens? Well, Peter comes up, and the way it goes in the Bible, it says, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." Because he goes up in the air, they got Moses and Elijah on both sides. Why Moses and Elijah, before I get into this? And they're the ones, the two witnesses in Revelation, also they're the ones that Bible says were taken bodily into heaven. Okay. You really think Peter's going to come and be so prim and proper? No. I can just say, "Lord, it's good that we're here. Now, if you wish, I'll make three tents for you. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." What do you think? Huh? Yeah, I mean, what's he supposed to do? Jesus is up in the air. Okay? Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Still being alive and well. Anyway. So we have this situation where all of a sudden this white cloud, and it says a shining cloud. How can a cloud shine? Well, this one did. And a voice comes out of it. "This is my son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." They had to be shocked. Well, I'd be shocked. So what do? They fall down on their faces and try and dig a foxhole. They're going to hide. Wouldn't you be scared too? Of course you would. I mean, how often that Jesus, you spend all your time with, you walk with him, you eat with him, you know, you sleep with him, you got all this stuff, all of a sudden, he shows that he's God. What am I going to do? And I think that's part of what this lesson is, and I think that's why Jesus picked Peter, James, and John. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. Then Jesus touches them and says, "Rise and do not be afraid." King James, what do you think it says? "Rise, fear not." Then Jesus admonishes the three apostles. "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." Tell no one until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. But yet, God was just in their midst. So what is Jesus telling them? Hey, wait a second. Remember the wedding in Canaan? And Mary comes up to him, "We're out of wine. Would you make wine for us?" "Woman, it's not yet my time." "Okay, Mom, but I'll do it." Right? Isn't that what happens? And he did. Okay? So we have this situation here. Jesus just revealed himself to be God, but yet he's man. There's our two natures of Christ again. So he says, "Don't tell anybody until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." Remember I told you the disciples didn't get it? And I'm probably wondering, what do you mean raised from the dead? You going someplace? Okay, but they don't know that yet, do they? Now three times, Jesus lets his divine nature come through. Okay, boys and girls, didn't know you're going to have a test. What are the three times? Well, one of them's here. Baptism. There's one more. The woman at the well. And that's when he refers to himself and shows his divine nature. Now, whenever he talks about himself up until the crucifixion and resurrection, what does he call himself? The Son of Man. Because he was born as a man to take away our sins, right? After the resurrection, what does he call himself? The Son of God. He changes it. Why? Because he's in his divine nature. Well, if he tells the apostles not to talk about it, Peter, I can sort of see following it. He's old enough that when Jesus says, "Don't," okay, I won't. James and John, "Boy, do you know what happened to us?" Can't you just see that? I mean, what's one thing you want to tell somebody to get the secret out? Don't tell anybody. Yeah. I mean, it's human nature, isn't it? And Jesus is a master of human nature. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And that's when we start our remembrance of Jesus' time and his travel to the cross. You know, and this is such an important time because this is when Jesus finishes his work as the Son of Man. And when he goes to this cross, he goes for Tom, he goes for Steve, he goes for Shirley, he goes for me. He goes for all of us. And he goes for the people who don't know him either. He goes for everyone. So, we are going to start a remembrance of this time of the Son of Man and the beginning of our resurrected Lord, the Son of God Almighty. Let us pray. Lord, we ask you to help us rejoice in this time of transformation as it helps to transform our hearts in your service in your house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may this mystery of transformation keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.